So let's jump in. I hear your guest drumming on the Seth Meyers show this week.
I am, yeah. It's been a good time.
So what's it like? Can you just kind of go through the day-to-day of being on there?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. This is actually the second time I've done it, but the first time was December of 2015. So, you know, when you put it all together, it's been a bit over 4 years. But there is a degree of comfort having come in a second time. But basically what happens is a lot of people sit in, and what you are meant to know before getting there are the opening and closing themes. Mm-hmm. Then all of the music that is played during the show, so for the walk-ons of the guests and going up to commercial and that sort of thing, all that stuff is pretty much written on the day at a rehearsal. It starts around 1:30, and you kind of write all these little ditties, you record them, and then there's a rehearsal at 5 o'clock, so there's a lot of dead time. But basically, while the show is happening and the guests are being interviewed, we are reviewing those recordings in our in-ear monitors so nobody can see or hear it. But we're reviewing those recordings while the show's happening. So then
when
it's time to play, we had just been listening to it, and it's fresh in the mind, and that's it. So we have like a little cue sheet of everything that we're playing throughout the show. And that's it. It flies by pretty quickly.
That's pretty crazy. I think it shows your, you know, just kind of thinking on the fly and learning stuff last minute. Like, you have to be, you know, really know what you're doing for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time, and it's just fun. But I guess one thing that I forgot to mention is that the thing that is odd about it is that even though you're learning these pieces of music that you wrote earlier in the day, it's very different to just performing, because say a guest is walking on. I have to basically play up until they're about to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to time a fill that'll signal to the band to end to try to match it up perfectly with when the guest sits down. So that's one of those things where you just, you know, kind of hope for the best, but you have to know what you're doing in that situation, and that's much what you learn on day one, because that's the most important.
Yeah, it seems like it's a good stretch and kind of breaks up the monotony.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, a week of it is fun, you know, and I do it more than these two times, but it's definitely a different sort of beast in terms of playing music. The sensation I'd get used to is, you kind of have the same buzz going onto a stage as you would playing a show,
mm-hmm.
except you don't really have a release for all that adrenaline that's built up, because you play for about 20 seconds and then you stop for 10 minutes. And
oh,
then you
man.
Play for a minute and you stop for another 10 minutes. Yeah, because the whole show is pretty much taped in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a thing I had to get used to, because I'm a fairly aggressive drummer and I'm very animated, so when I get
mm-hmm.
on stage, I kind of just let all that adrenaline go, and that's not how it works on late night TV, but I learned that the last time around, so this has been a lot more comfortable.
Do you sit there just kind of jittery, like you said, not able to release that adrenaline?
Exactly, yeah, just because you're not playing for more than maybe a minute at a time, but usually it's shorter than that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kind of a tease.
Yeah, sounds like it, but that's still pretty cool. It seems
yeah.
like that's
no,
one
I
of those moments where you're like, oh, I finally made it. I'm on the Seth Meyers show.
That's been a good time.
So tell me about your new album coming out. I know you just released the final EP that kind of makes the whole album.
Correct. Yeah, it's really nice to see everything having made it out and seen the light of day. So I'm very proud of it. It's obviously longer than a typical album would be, which is why we put it out in four parts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total of 16 songs. And I'm very proud of it. It's a versatile body of work. And I just hope people enjoy it.
Did you, with each EP, did you just kind of have this certain feel for each one where they kind of
go
together but separate, sort of?
Yeah, more so the latter. I mean, I didn't write all the songs knowing that they would be grouped in EPs in terms of, you know, these songs go for Heart, these songs go for Mind, and so on and so forth. But what happened to work out is that, I suppose subconsciously, lyrically, a lot of the songs were cohesive. And when we figured out that we were going to call the album Heart, Mind, Body, Soul, because the song Heart, Mind, Body, Soul was written first, so we thought, oh, you know, that'd be a good album title as well. So given the amount of songs and the four-word title, we thought, you know, why don't we split it into EPs? That way a little easier for the listener to digest. And what I had fun doing was then grouping the songs to fit best on these EPs and finding out which songs would live best with each other. But it was interesting because after doing that, I was able to resequence the entire album so that the songs live together as a So as I said, it was cool to group the songs in EPs, but then as the entire album was released, it was nice to reformat everything for kind of the best listening experience as a 16 song album. So it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So I was reading that you do everything on the album, every single instrument. I think that's fascinating. How do you perform that though?
Well, live, I front end. I play the guitar, sing or piano, sing depending on the set list, the tour, whatever you know, gear we have out with us. But, yeah, as far as the album goes, I write, play, and sing everything. And it's just the way I've always done it.
That's, man, that's interesting. I did take guitar and piano one semester in college, and I just remember it almost felt like it was two different sides of my brain. So the fact that you, you know, do everything, just that is super fascinating to me and, you know, offers so much respect in itself.
Well, thank you. I mean, I just, I started playing drums at a very young age. They're my first instrument. It's about 7.5, 8 years old. And every few years I would develop a new fascination for an instrument. And of course, having two older brothers who were also musicians and put bass and guitar, had access to those instruments. But I would kind of fall into the same routine of discovering a new instrument, obsessing over it, learning, practicing, so on and so forth. And then a couple of years, I'd jump onto something else. So by the time I was about 18 or 19, I had this skill set of being able to play all these instruments well. And the last piece to the puzzle was singing. So once I kind of did all that, that's when I realized, okay, I can do all of this, and I want to write my own songs. And that's how the new regime pretty much started.
Oh, wow. Are your parents musicians, too? Does it kind of run in the family besides your brothers?
Yeah, it does run in the family, but starting with my dad. I mean, I don't know if there are any musicians beyond him in the lineage, but he was a musician in high school and probably a little bit into college, but then did the responsible thing and got his business degree and master's and, you know, led an adult life with kids and a family. So, yeah, but his drums are what I learned on, and that's what my brothers learned on. And, of course, he's always been a music enthusiast. We were exposed to it as kids. And, yeah, I'm forever grateful for that because my favorite music is literally a result of him saying, you should listen to this. This is great. And me, of course, agreeing. I didn't have a rebellious bone in my body in terms of, I mean, really anything, but especially music. I know a lot of kids like to grow up and listen to different things to their parents.
Yeah.
But, you know, when your parents are telling you to listen to the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, it's kind of hard to say. Yeah. Because he is the greatest, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah. I have a 13-year-old right now, and it's kind of cool. She likes a lot of the same music I do, but it's interesting to see her coming into her own, too. So I just love when parents just really encourage that, you know, the different styles of music and support playing music and all that. I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you've been doing the New Regime for a while, haven't you? 20, 2013? No, I'm sorry, 2017. I mean, oh my gosh, 2007.
Yeah, it. I mean, it do not feel like that long at all because there's so many. I mean, so many years of time between then and now has been spent touring, for example, with Nine Inch Nails or with other bands. And although I've consistently put out music, like I said, I feel like it's maybe half that time at most.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been a while now.
How are you able to kind of balance this project and Nine Inch Nails and all your other projects that you're doing?
Well, considering that music is all I do, I always find a window to either write or record. So the balancing act is not difficult. It's just finding the time to play shows and to book out tours that is difficult. So scheduling is the biggest headache. You know, but in terms of writing, it's always a pleasure, you know, whether it's at home on some time off or in a hotel room. I'm always able to create, and I find the windows to record it when it's time to put something out. But really, scheduling is the only headache.
Yeah, as can be with any industry, really.
Exactly. You know, but it's hard wanting to tour my own music, being a part of a couple bands, and then you never know. You know, I can control my schedule to a degree, but when other people want to tour, that's when it's difficult, when kind of schedules coincide, or at least kind of looking to the future, people are looking to book out the same slots of time, and I'm kind of in the middle seeing who's going to confirm what first and when I can fit everything else in, and that can become difficult. I have an underlying anxiety about that, but I do what I can.
So what is going on for you this year? Not just with the new regime, just like everything. What's on your docket?
Well, I mean, the most exciting thing as of yet is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction for Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Very proud to be a part of that. I mean, it's, speaking of time flying by, it's easy to think that I've been with the band for 11 years now, which is just nuts.
Yeah.
But, the year is going to be good. It's just difficult for me to talk about what's going on because while everything is being planned, confirmed, nothing is announced yet. So
I see.
There's some cats in the bags that I can't let out at the moment.
Gotcha. So I never get the opportunity to talk to the original band, but you know, there's a couple of Nine Inch Nails covers that I've always wanted to know, like what the original band thinks of, like Buck Cherry released one, I think in October. Mm-hmm. And then of course the famous Johnny Cash cover. What are your thoughts on those?
Well, the Buck Cherry one I have not heard, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I've obviously heard of the Johnny Cash one. I think it's, I mean, what can I say? He did a good job. He did what he did with that song.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand people loving it, and I can understand people hating it. You know, covers are a very fine line.
Yeah.
And you can have a song that you love, and when you hear somebody else do it, it just doesn't mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not something that I listen to, but, you know, I suppose the song was well paired for him and arranged for him in a way that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it depends on whether you're a big Johnny Cash fan or not, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I feel like both versions of the song, they just have such a different feel. That they have to be kind of taken in, not as, oh, this is a ripoff or whatever of this song, but as just, it's its own song at this point because it's so different.
Yeah. And what's tough about songs is that you become attached to them, obviously. But part of that attachment comes from knowing somebody who you enjoy listening to or respect or whatever it is, has created something and put it out there. And there's a level of authenticity there that, no matter how well it's covered, can't really be replicated, because the person who creates it, and the person who covers it just performs it. And I'm not saying that people can't make it their own, but I don't know, it's kind of like refashioning a painting, you know? If you didn't create the image itself, I suppose there's a level of detachment involved. But that could also be just looking at everything too deeply. But yeah, if you like it, great. And if you don't, I understand.
So what would you tell fans about this album that you're releasing for the new regime? Just what to expect, or what do you hope that they get out of it?
Good question. Well, I guess first and foremost, I'm very proud of it. It's a very well done album, and there's a lot to offer on the album, and I think there's something there for everybody. I mean, I can't just say, yeah, it's a rock album, or it's this or it's that. I mean, there's so much. There's rock on it, there's electronic on it, there's mellow, there's heavy, there's everything in between. So I would be hard pressed to find something else out there that has as much to say musically. And lyrically, I think it covers a lot of ground that people can connect with. So I'm very proud of it, and I hope people enjoy it.
Awesome. So one question I like to ask everyone I interview is, if you had a piece of advice for a young person who loves music and, maybe wants to get into music, what would it be?
Well, the hours of practice are essential, and I would really take it seriously as a craft. You know, I'm not saying that people have to be a virtuoso or go and study a bunch, but really figure out what it is you want to do, what it is you want to accomplish, and learn everything you possibly can to help, you know, attain that goal. And I think
Okay.
that's it.
Great. Was there anything else you would like to speak about before that I didn't bring up before we get going?
No, I think that's it. Unless you have anything else, I'm good.
No, this is great. Thank you for your time today, and
My pleasure. Thank you.
congratulations on the induction and the new album coming out and everything that's going on for you.